January 2002. 300 detainees of over 35 nationalities are still held in Guantanamo to this day. Charges are not brought against detainees in Guantanamo. They are held without access to basic legal aid, and their human rights, therefore, are not respected. There are allegations, and in fact we know that certain methods of torture are used in Guantanamo, including waterboarding, sleep deprivation, interrogation, and intimidating. No Guantanamo detainee has been convicted of a criminal offence in the USA. 10 detainees were charged for trial by military commissions, which were then ruled unlawful by the US Supreme Court. More than 40 suicide attempts have been made in Guantanamo. 3 men died in Guantanamo during 2006 after apparent suicide. Up to 200 of the detainees have staged hunger strikes to protest against their circumstances and detention. We're calling on the US government to close Guantanamo Bay. If the detainees are guilty of crimes, they can be brought to trial in a court of law, and evidence can be brought against them. Harsh interrogation techniques and torture are used in Guantanamo Bay Prison to extract unreliable information from detainees. Up to 17 of those held at Guantanamo were under the age of 18 years old when taken into custody. 4 of them were still held at the camp at the end of 2006.
Guantanamo Bay was opened in January of 2001. 775 detainees have been held there by the US government. Not one of those has been convicted. This is pretty much because they are being held without trial, without charge, and under the threat of torture. They have no legal access, and they are not being treated in a legal manner by the US government. This must stop. Help us achieve our goal by signing a petition, speaking to your MP, and generally making your feelings known. There are petitions going around. Sign up, help us out, and get involved.
Detainee has been convicted of a criminal offence by the USA. Did anyone know that?
Did you know you can find McDonald's and Starbucks in Guantanamo Bay?
Still held at the camp at the end of 2006.
George Bush once said he's not sure what the prisoners have done, but he knows that they must be very bad men.
And women and children.
Did you know that the USA made up its own term called an unlawful combatant to get around, to sort of get away with what they're doing in Guantanamo Bay? Because the term that exists is a lawful combatant, and someone who is a lawful combatant would be protected by international law.
These unlawful combatants were picked up in over 10 countries before being transferred to Guantanamo.
We're gonna do one more and then we're gonna light like a tree.